This is ClarenceAMason.com with the truth between the lies. We're trying to figure out what happened in these last elections. Well, I tell you what happened. It was lost at the Democratic National Convention when they stood there in the middle of the night and debated the platform and three times denied putting God back into the platform, taken out by their leaders and voted on by their members. And three times they angrily said, no, no, no. Even though they said, okay, it was passed. If you listen to that tape, you knew they were shouting no to the idea of putting God back in the platform. How can you be a Democrat and still be a Christian? Three times they denied God. You cannot hide behind the sayings, all Democrats don't follow that. It is their platform. It's what they stand on. It's what they are. Their platform stands for abortion. Where does God stand? Their platform stands for homosexual marriages. Where does God stand? Their idea of education is different from yours and different from God. Education or indoctrination? You cannot hide behind the feelings or intentions. You either believe in God or you believe in the Democratic Party. Most folks on welfare still rebel against the welfare state. Most folks under government care still rebel against the government care. More folks are now angry and frustrated at the government because they know they're being oppressed. And they stood up in the election and said, no more, we have had enough. So I'm asking you, if you believe in separation of church and state, you are either blind, lazy, or scared to confront. You know what God requires of you, but you're afraid to disappoint your government leaders. Are you lukewarm? Many of us prayed and God granted us another chance. You cannot receive what God desires for you until you achieve what God requires of you. This is ClarenceAMason.com with the truth between the lies.